Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. This time, we're going behind the scenes of the dental industry.
In Austria.
In Austria. And we're using a pretty unusual source for this one.
Yeah.
We've got the 2025 media kit for Dental Journal Austria.
It's not something we get to analyze every day.
No.
It's marketing material. But trust me, this is going to be a lot more insightful than you might think.
I think so, too. I'm really excited to dig into this one. It's like we found a treasure map leading us through all the trends and strategies that are shaping how dentists are getting their information.
Yeah. You can think of this media kit as more than just an ad space. It's
right.
Really showing us how a specialty publication stays relevant.
In a world.
Yeah, in a world that's increasingly online.
Okay, so first, a real quick overview.
Yeah.
Dental Journal Austria is a print magazine published 5 times a year.
Okay.
With a guaranteed circulation of 6,300 copies every issue.
Now that's significant because they're reaching every dentist and every dental lab in the country.
Wow.
So they're not just targeting a segment, it's full market saturation.
That's impressive. And they're really specific about their publication schedule.
Yeah.
Each issue covers 2 months.
Okay.
Except for a summer special that runs July, August, and September.
Interesting. Now, why would they do a summer special?
Yeah.
Maybe they know something about seasonality in the dental industry when dentists are more open to new equipment purchases.
It's like a back to school, but for dental practices.
Possibly.
Okay, so let's get into what's actually in the magazine.
All right.
We see the usual things you might expect: new products, implantology, CAD/CAM tech, lab work.
But they also have features like Test Pilot, where readers get to try out new products.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. And that creates a strong incentive for dentists and dental companies to engage with the magazine.
Definitely. I see what you mean. Now, in their media kit, they outline 10 plus puncti.
Yeah.
Basically 10 reasons why advertisers should choose them.
It's really insightful. One plus punct is their focus on journalism. They're emphasizing original reporting instead of just reprinting press releases.
So they're going beyond just the basic stuff.
Absolutely. They also highlight reaching the entire audience with no wasted distribution. Every copy goes to a dental professional.
It sounds like they're not interested in just inflating their numbers.
Right.
They want to make sure it's a targeted impact.
Exactly. And remember, they're not just targeting dentists.
Right.
They've got a dedicated magazine, Diassistin.
For dental assistants.
Yes, specifically for dental assistants.
Okay. And how do they change up the content for that audience?
They make it more interactive and youth-oriented.
That makes sense.
It's a smart move because dental assistants often have a lot of influence in the purchasing decisions.
Right. They're the ones using the products and equipment every day.
Exactly.
Okay, so they know who their audience is and how to get to them.
Yeah.
But this brings up a question. In a world that's going more and more digital, how does a print magazine stay relevant?
This is where it gets really interesting. They cite a study called MediaDent 2024.
Yeah.
It found that even though dentists have less time to read, they still prefer print as the most trusted source of information.
So print's not dead after all.
Right. It's about understanding its strengths.
In the right context.
Yeah. A busy dentist may not have the time to go through tons of online articles.
Sure.
But they can grab this journal during a break and get a good overview of what's important.
I can see that.
It's like the difference between social media and a good article.
Oh, yeah.
One is just passive. The other one is focused learning.
And there's just something about holding an actual magazine.
Absolutely.
Flipping through the pages, highlighting things. You can't really do that digitally.
It's a different experience.
So Dental Journal Austria gets the power of print, but they're also using technology.
Yeah.
They launched a podcast in 2024 as part of their strategy.
And it's not just a basic podcast.
No.
They have a four-part approach that's tied into everything else they do.
All right. I want to hear more about this four-part plan.
Sure. They start with in-depth interviews with experts, which is pretty normal for podcasts.
Right.
But here's where it gets clever. They turn those interviews into articles for both print and online.
So people can get that info in different ways.
Exactly. They might find the interview in the magazine and then read it online.
And then maybe even listen to the full podcast.
Exactly.
Okay, that's smart. And how do they connect those things?
They use QR codes.
Oh, nice.
Right in the print articles.
You can just scan it and go straight to the episode?
It's a seamless experience, blending print and digital.
It's like a choose your own adventure.
That's a great way to put it. Okay, so we've got the interviews, the articles, the QR codes. What's the fourth part?
Yeah, what else are they doing?
They use the networks of the people they interview to promote the podcast.
That makes a lot of sense.
They are tapping into an audience that's already interested.
So their interviewees become like ambassadors.
Exactly. And it's working. In just 9 months, 20 podcasts, over 1,200 listens, and 200 followers.
Wow, that's pretty good growth.
It is, especially for such a niche publication.
Okay, so print, digital, and podcasts. Sounds like they're doing it all.
They are, but remember that summer special we talked about earlier?
Yeah, that's still a bit of a mystery.
That might be their most interesting strategy yet.
Okay, you've got to tell me more about this summer special now.
Let's dive in and see what we can find.
Let's do it.
So this summer special they launched in 2025,
Yeah.
it's more than just a seasonal thing. It's like a whole marketing tool
Okay.
that really seems to tap into how the dental industry works.
All right, you're killing me. What is it about this summer special that's so different?
Well, it's across a few platforms.
Okay.
Print booklet attached to the magazine,
Hmm.
online promo, and they even have a part in their newsletter about it.
Wow, they're going all out. What kind of stuff is in it, though?
Think of it as like a mini catalog, all about large and small dental equipment.
Right.
Remember our seasonality talk?
You mean how there might be slower months for equipment sales?
Exactly. Dental Journal Austria is putting this summer special right when dentists might be ready to buy.
So it's not just about new products, it's about timing.
Exactly. They get that information out when it's most useful.
That's really strategic.
It shows how well they know this market.
Yeah, like they're thinking about both the dentists and the companies.
And this leads to another interesting part of their strategy, psychology.
Okay, psychology, go on.
Remember the 10 plus punked?
Yeah.
One of them said that a good magazine is like a nice car.
Okay.
It reflects on the dentist's image.
Interesting. So it's not just the info, it's how it makes a dentist look.
Exactly. A dentist's office is part of their brand. What they have in their waiting room sends a message.
It's like having a nice coffee table book in your house.
Right. It shows you pay attention to details.
Makes you look more sophisticated.
And they talk about that, the experience of print. People spend more time with it.
Than just like an online ad that disappears.
Yeah, that magazine sits there for months. People see it over and over.
It keeps showing that image of being a good dentist.
They want to create a whole experience that makes you pay attention.
And by extension, to the ads, too.
Exactly. It makes you think about the role of print differently, right?
It really does. It's not just old-fashioned, it connects with people in a different way.
And then there's trust. There's so much online these days, anyone can say anything.
True.
But a good print magazine, that feels reliable.
Especially for dentistry. They need to know the best and newest stuff.
Right. Dental Journal Austria is like, we found all the best info for you.
So you can focus on your patients.
Exactly. Now, all of this is great, but they don't just use print.
Right, we talked about the podcast.
They have a whole digital strategy, too.
So what about their website and social media?
That's where you see them embracing all things digital. They want to reach more people, get them involved, and create a community.
And they're not shy about their success online.
No, they're not. They're proud that their website visits went up 18% from 2023 to 2024.
Wow, that's a big jump.
It shows that people are interested in what they have online.
They're actively looking for it.
Exactly. And they're smart about it.
How so?
Well, they have a Facebook page just for diassistanting.
Oh, right, for the dental assistants.
Yeah, because they know that's where those people are online.
They're tailoring their message for that specific group.
Exactly. So just like with their magazine, they're thinking strategically online too.
And it's working for them.
It is. But the coolest thing is how they combine everything.
What do you mean?
Print, online, and their podcast. It all comes together.
Okay, I'm curious now. How do they make that happen? They've got the magazine, the website, the podcast, and they're on social media. Seems like they're doing it all.
They are, but they don't treat those things as separate.
What do you mean?
It's like they all work together.
Okay, give me an example.
Remember those QR codes we talked about? They're all over the magazine, like a
Bruh.
bridge between the physical and digital.
So, like, if I'm reading about a new dental laser,
Yeah.
I see the QR code and boom, I'm watching a demo on my phone.
Exactly. Or maybe you scan it and listen to a podcast with the person who invented it.
That's cool. So they're giving people choices
Right. Different ways to learn.
based on what you like and how much time you have.
Yeah.
It's like a choose your own adventure for dental knowledge.
I like that. And they're not just waiting for people to find their website.
Right.
They're pushing people there from the magazine, social media, even their emails.
Rock connected.
Yeah, they keep people coming back for more.
And it's not just about giving out info, they're also building a community.
That's really important, especially in a field like dentistry.
Where you need to share ideas.
Exactly. Look at their Facebook page for D-Assistantin.
The one for dental assistants.
It's not just ads, it's a place to talk and share tips.
It's like their online hangout spot.
Yeah, and that feeling of community makes people more loyal.
They feel like they belong.
Right, Dental Journal Austria isn't just reporting the news, they're helping the whole industry grow.
They're bringing everyone
And
together.
they're using all these different tools to do it.
It's pretty impressive. I mean, we started with just a media kit.
I know, right?
And look at all this stuff we found.
It shows that even in this digital world, print is still important.
Especially if you know how to connect it with everything else.
Yeah. Dental Journal Austria shows that knowing your audience never gets old.
So what should our listeners take away from all this?
Don't forget about print. It can build trust and make you look professional.
Especially for something like dentistry.
Right. And use digital too. Reach more people, build a community.
It's about having choices.
And always, always know your audience.
Understand what they need.
Give them what they want.
This has been a really cool deep dive.
I agree.
Learned a lot about how these niche publications are innovating.
It's a whole world out there.
Hopefully, this inspires our listeners to take a look at their own industries.
Yeah.
You never know what you might
There are
find.
hidden gems everywhere.